Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Good, I hope. It is exactly 8 a.m. I love mornings. 8:28, 2013. This is What's Your Roots. This is my program here, there, and everywhere. Yes, where we not only think about the lunatic fringe, the unthinkable weird, things we don't want to talk about, least of all, know, happening all around us. The insanity that prevails, the despotism, the tyrannical, egotistical perversities being perpetrated on humanity by such evil powers. Wow, it's staggering to the mind to believe that the evil could have risen up so strong, so stealthy, right in our midst. Wow, can it be so? I usually get up pretty early in the morning. I get on the internet, kind of look around, see what's going on. Had a hard time going to sleep last night, realizing that I could wake up in the morning and World War III. Didn't today, but did come across a video, though, this morning that was a little bit disturbing, and the Holy Spirit started screaming at me and didn't stop. Hasn't stopped screaming at me. And because, you know, have you not read and have not the prophets warned about false doctrines that will lead you away from the blood of Jesus Christ in its redempting power? Because as far as I know, if I recall correctly, didn't he already take his blood to the holy seat in heaven, the great holy Jerusalem, soon to return? I mean, you gotta kind of sit down and think about that for a minute. Because, family, stop listening to the nonsense that's being put out there on YouTube by false prophets who say they hear a word from God, who say they have a vision of the word, but they do not. And if they say, lo, he's in the desert, do not go. I just taught on Galatians the other day, very important message. But it would appear that we have to go over the same pablum, the same milk, not of the meat of the Word of God. No, we got to go back to that baby pablum. Doggone it. So here we go. Are you listening? Trust in Christ to save you. Trust him every day for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Yes. Do you not understand that he is the great God that divides to the bone and marrow? That you cannot live your life without him knowing whether or not he has ownership of you, and that it is not through the doctrines of man that make void the word of God that you are saved. Rightly divide the word of God, here a little, there a little. Right doctrine that will lead you to the path of faithfulness, cheerfulness, grace. Don't let others spoil your faith and joy with their philosophies, their wrong and shallow answers built on men's thoughts and ideas instead of what Christ has said. For in Christ, there is all of God in the human body. So you have everything when you have Christ. And you are filled with God, though, through your union with him. He is the highest ruler with all authority with every other over every other power. When you come to Christ, he set you free from your evil desires, not by a bodily operation or circumcisions, but by a spiritual operation, the baptism of your soul. Because is it not said and is it not written that I have left an intrinsic part of me in every one of you so that when you are judged, you will have no excuse? Yes, hallelujah. When you come to Christ, for he has set you free from your evil desires. Yes? Yes. For in baptism of the Spirit, you see how your old evil nature died. You're no longer a dual-spirited human family. Once you accept the Holy Spirit in, you're covered by the blood. Why do I do that which I don't want to do, but the things I wish to do, I do not do? Do you think that even the disciples who wished to do that which God wanted them to do and couldn't, you can do that which... I don't think so. For if you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will not be redeemed. You will die in your sin, and your sinful desires will still yet take you away. Yes, this is true. He gave you a snare, but he also gave you the life of Christ for forgiveness of all your sins and blotted out all the charges proved against you, the list of his commandments which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. Yes? In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin, and God's openly displayed to the whole world. Christ has triumphed at the cross, where his blood took away your sins. Now, I would like you to get your Bible out and check 2 Corinthians 2, okay, verse 16. So do not let anyone criticize you for what you eat or drink or for not celebrating Jewish holidays and feasts or new moons or ceremonies, or even Sabbaths. For these were only temporary rules that ended when Christ came. They were only shadows of the real thing of Christ himself. Don't let anyone declare you lost when you refuse to worship angels, as they say you must. They have seen a vision, and they say, and no, you should, these proud men have very clever imaginations, and they are not connected to Christ. Such rules are mere human teachings. For it is not eating, tasting, or even touching certain foods. Since Christ died, he has set you free from following these world's ideas of how to be saved. By doing good and obeying various rules, why do you keep right on following them anyway, still bound to such rules? Have the prophets not said, and is it not written, that such rules are mere human teachings, for food was not made to be eaten and used up. These rules may seem to be good, for rules of this kind require very strong devotions, but they are humiliating and hard on the body, but they have no effect when it comes to conquering a person's evil thoughts and desires. What it does is make them proud in themselves for being strong and conforming and ritualistic. But this is what God says. In Colossians 3:5, it says, "Away then with their sinful earthly things. Deaden the evil desires lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, shameful desires. Don't worship the good things of this life, for all of that is idolatry. And God's terrible anger is above and beyond all of those things." And nothing is more important than the blood that was already taken to the holy seat. And I can tell you that if you have not allowed the Holy Spirit to come into you when the persecution comes, will not speak a holy testimony through you. And that's going to be your only savings. If you believe that all you need to do is believe in Jesus Christ, even the demons believed in Jesus Christ, they were not saved. When Legion was cast into the herd of pigs, even the pigs wanted to die. They cast themselves into the sea. So, let me tell you, by the word of God, by the scriptures, and this is what it says, you must believe that now is the time to cast off and throw away all of these Jewish fables, rotten garments, garments of anger, garments of hatred, cursing, bad language, lying to each other, being wicked, secrets done behind closed doors. If you have the Holy Spirit, you're living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more and more about what's right. And you're constantly wanting to be more and more like Christ, who created you and gave you the new life and triggered the holy remembrance of the Spirit within you. And that, only that, is whether a person has Christ is what matters. And since He is available to all, and He put an intrinsic knowledge in you, there is no excuse. And since you have been given that knowledge, you've been chosen by God, who has given you this new kind of life, and because of His deep love and concern for you, you should carry on patiently, tenderheartedly, with mercy and kindness to others. And not following these false doctrines, trying to make a good impression and being popular among men. The Lord forgave you. He only asks you to forgive others. And then to let love guide your life. And then to walk together in harmony in the love that he gave you and have a peace in your heart, which comes from Christ and is always present in the one he lives in. And the only responsibility is the privilege as a member of the Christ body is to always be thankful and teach the words of Christ that has made you wise and to teach them to others and to sing them out and be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ and then come before him and give him thanks. That's what he expects. He asks that your hearts be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future that he's called you to share. Because he's made you rich with Christ and he's given him to you. In Ephesians 2:19, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe in him. It is that very same mighty power that Christ was raised up from the dead and seated in the place of honor. Do you not understand the power which is in the body filled with himself, the author and the giver of everything and everywhere? No longer be bound to the unfruitful works of the wicked one, for he rules and reigns in this world. And it's only the blood of Christ that can save you. About that time, King Herod moved against some of the believers, and there was persecution upon the church. And they killed the apostles and James, John's brother. And when the king of Babylon saw how much this pleased all the Jewish leaders, he arrested Peter during the Passover celebration and imprisoned him, placing him under the guard of 16 soldiers. Herod's intention was to deliver Peter to the Jews for execution after the Passover. But Peter's earnest prayer was going up to God, to the mercy seat, to the great holy Jerusalem. And he prayed, and the church prayed for the safety of all the family of God while they were imprisoned. But the night before he was to be executed, and he was asleep, he was double chained between two soldiers with others standing guard before the prison gate, when suddenly there was a light that was shown in the cell with an angel of the Lord, and it stood beside Peter. The angel slapped him in the face and said, "Peter, wake up. Get up. Wake up." And the chains fell off his wrist, and the angel said to Peter, "Get dressed and follow me." Peter woke and left the cell following the angel. All the time he thought he was in a vision. He thought he was in a dream. He couldn't believe what was happening to him. As he walked down the gate, the cells, each one opened of its own accord. Finally, Peter realized what was happening, that he actually was watching the truth that the Lord had sent him, an angel, to protect him, to look over him, to care for him from what the king of Babylon and what the Jews were hoping to do to me. After a little thought, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathering together for prayer. And he knocked on the door and the gate, and the girl named Rhoda came in. When she realized it was Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back into the room and said, "Peter is out at the gate," and they didn't believe her. They thought she was crazy. It was that day. Do you bring it into remembrance? Wasn't it that day? Could it have been that day? That day when Jesus brought those three onto the Temple Mount and said, "One of you this day will see my return." It was Peter standing out in the street and he didn't realize. Meanwhile, Peter continued to knock. When they finally went out and opened the door, the surprise, they knew no bounds. Their emotion flooded them. After he told them to be quiet, he told them what had happened. He said, and then left. Yes, a great thing. A great thing had happened. It was appointed, and it was granted him protection. Was granted him protection. One day, the men, the watchers on the wall, the followers, the men who are worshiping and fasting, the ones that have the kindled fire burning when the Lord returns, the ones that live by faith and not by the world, the ones who are filled with the Holy Spirit and are worshiping and fasting, dedicating their lives, dedicated to the revelations of the Holy Spirit, will not be full of trickery. And will know the enemy, and will know what is good, and will not oppose the word of God. For there is a hand of judgment upon those who fall away from the truth, what's written in the word. This is true. God promised a Savior before all of Israel. And John the Baptist did preach this, the need for everyone to turn from sin and to turn to God. And the prophecies will be fulfilled, even those in the book of Revelations, all of them. But the Lord is faithful, and he will make you strong and a guard from your satanic attacks of every kind, because you're no longer dually minded. And you never tire of doing right. You warn your brother. You don't think of him as an enemy, but speak to him as you would to a brother who needs to be warned. Because the Lord of peace himself has given you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Isn't it true that he will only be able to fool those who are on their way to hell because they have said no to the truth? They have not believed in the truth, and they have loved a lie, and they have not allowed it to save them. Does it not say that when this wicked one appears, from whom the Lord will burn up from the breath of his mouth and destroyed by the presence of his return, this man of sin that will return full of satanic power and will trick everyone with strange demonstrations, will do great miracles. He's the one that will fool all of those that are on their way to hell because they refuse to believe the truth. So Satan uses them. And they're going to be rightly judged. Yes. We must forever give thanks to God alone. For God chose from the very first to give you the salvation, cleansing you by the work of the Holy Spirit and by your trusting in the truth. Only the truth, not to be led by false doctrines. Yes, you know about all of that, which was done to them. There's nothing new under the sun. Those who want to please Christ and Christ alone will be the ones who decide to please Christ by living godly lives, and they will suffer at the hands that hate Christ. You must keep believing the things that you have been taught, the meat, for they are true. And you can trust them and those who taught it to you. Because isn't it said, and do not the prophets say, and isn't it written in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, in fact, evil men and false teachers will become worse and worse, deceiving many, they themselves having been deceived by Satan. Yes. There will come a time when people won't listen to the truth. They'll go around looking for teachers who will teach them just what they want to hear. Just what you want to hear. They won't listen to what the Bible says, but they will blindly follow their own misguided ideas, bringing others aboard. They want to undo what Christ has already done. But stand steady and put long thought into what the Word says. And keep true to Him. Because the time has come to stop fighting. In heaven, a crown is waiting, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, and he will give it to you in that great day. If you're always eagerly looking forward to him coming back, not loving the life today and the fullness of it therein, but looking forward with a level, clean mind, because there are many who refuse to obey. And this is especially true among those Christians who say in Titus 1, verse 10, listen up, for there are many who refuse to obey. And this is especially true among those who say that all Christians must obey the Jewish laws. But this is foolishness. Doesn't consecrate, doesn't circumcise the heart. And all it does is blind the people to the truth. Do we have to keep going back to milk? Let's not. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have a wonderful day. I hope you want to listen to me tomorrow. Don't shoot the messenger. God bless.